It's a real challenge, maybe even a flat-out mistake, to construct a film around a character who you wouldn't want to spend any time with in real life. Philip Lewis Friedman, the protagonist of Alex Ross Perry's Listen Up, Philip, is a jerk, narcissist, an unpleasant and short-tempered man who always feels like he's the smartest guy in the room. Perry doesn't try to endear us toward Philip, nor does he write in some kind of third-act plot twist that inspires a miraculous change of heart. Philip is a deeply unpleasant person, and a lot of people are going to find this movie unwatchable for that reason. But Listen Up, Philip isn't merely the portrait of a single misanthrope. About half an hour into the film, Perry broadens his focus and opens up his universe, devoting time to supporting characters that most other filmmakers would ignore, and the movie comes alive. This is the story of two novelists, one on the rise and the other in his twilight years, and the women they've been dragging along in their destructive, self-absorbed wakes. They're so insightful about human nature, and yet are so completely out to sea when it comes to their own hang-ups and insecurities. Philip is played by Jason Schwartzman, and the first time we see him, he's been waiting to meet an ex-girlfriend for lunch in a New York City diner. She's late, which angers him to no end. When she finally does arrive, he lectures her about her punctuality and then storms out of the restaurant, promising she'll never see him again. That's the kind of guy Philip is. He lives in a cramped apartment with his girlfriend Ashley, played by Elizabeth Moss, a photographer whose career is starting to take off, and yet they're beginning to drift apart. We come to learn that Philip's debut novel was a minor critical success, and his second book, boasting the impenetrable title Obedant, is about to be released. He refuses to do any press for it, and when he's coupled with a poised, confident young journalist who wishes to write a profile on the up-and-coming writer, Philip drives him away with a juvenile contest of brute force and masculinity. He's basically a 35-year-old child, an egomaniac who is bought into the minor amount of hype he's received. Later, Philip has a meeting with one of his idols, Ike Zimmerman, the movie's possible Philip Roth surrogate, played by Jonathan Pryce, a fading novelist who's biting upper-middle-class character studies, with titles like Women in Madness and Audit, were bestsellers back in the 70s and 80s. Zimmerman offers up his upstate cabin as a refuge to Philip as he works on his newest novel, so Philip decides that he's going to abandon his apartment and his girlfriend for an indefinite amount of time. He doesn't even ask Ashley her feelings on the matter. He simply shows up, gathers some of his things, announces he doesn't know when he'll be back, and leaves. This is the point when Listen Up, Philip really takes off, because Perry actually has Philip disappear for a while and levels his focus at Ashley. Moss, who has proven to be a great, unpredictable actress outside of her work on Mad Men, gives the film's most complex performance, playing a smart, confident woman who has somehow been waylaid by a restrictive man. Similarly, Kristen Ritter makes the most of a small role as Ike Zimmerman's daughter Melanie, who is given so little consideration by her father that he fails to inform her that Philip will be inhabiting the cabin that she's also staying in. Listen Up, Philip betrays the constraints of a traditional plot, wandering around as its characters find their places in the world, and in that respect it has the richness of a novel, complete with colorful third-person narration by Eric Bogosian. This movie isn't going to work for everybody. In fact, most people are probably going to feel alienated and even annoyed by it. But Perry has made a strange, prickly, bitter, and insightful comedy that refuses to be dismissed and very much deserves to be seen. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.